spending a few minutes now with LaSalle men's basketball coach Ashley Howard. His squad getting ready to head up to the Bronx, a Wednesday night A-10 battle with Fordham. And before we look ahead, let's look back. Last time out, coach, you battled Rhode Island at Gola Arena. Actually had them plus 10 early in the second half, and then they put together a big run to kind of take control of the game. What changed from the place where you had the 10-point lead to where I think it was 28-6 where they grabbed the game?
You know what, man? They made some really difficult shots in key moments of the game. And I felt like our guys, we had some opportunities where we had some easy shots and easy opportunities just to convert, and we didn't. And the momentum shifted. And, I give all the credit to Rhode Island, man. Those guys helped us shift the momentum, and they jumped on us, towards that middle portion of the second half.
It's been a bit of a struggle here as of late, but all these games have been close. All these games have kind of been there for the taking. What's the message to the kids that eventually you're going to break through again here?
Just keep getting better. You know, the one thing that every team in our league has over us right now is just continuity and having, you know, been through the conference play and having played together in difficult situations. And we're going through this for the first time together. So, you know, I'm very encouraged that our guys are staying positive and upbeat. And we have an opportunity to keep getting better here as we approach the mid-portion of conference play.
When you talk about getting better, when you look at the group from training camp to now, where have you seen the biggest improvement? Are there certain aspects of the game where they've really taken the biggest strides?
I think defensively we've been really good the last month of the season. I think we've gotten better defending the ball. I think we've really gotten more comfortable with our defensive schemes, and now we're at the point now where we can really lock in defensively and follow a scout report, and so that's encouraging. The one area where I think we need to improve is I think we just need to score the ball. I think, you know, we're running good offense. I think we're getting good shots. Now we just gotta, you know, we gotta find a way to convert those. So, you know, we're gonna focus a little bit more on just player development, man. These last couple months of the season, just getting our guys a little bit more comfortable. When they make plays, to have the confidence to be able to finish them. So.
Let's talk a little bit about Fordham. I think in A-10 play, a little bit like you, all the games have been competitive there at the end, and the other team just makes a couple plays and is able to grab it. But I guess when you talk about Fordham, you have to talk about your perimeter defense because they love to jack it up from deep.
Yeah, they have a talented young backcourt, and they've experienced a lot of the same frustrations that we have, where, you know, they're able to stay in games. They're very competitive, but, you know, they played against some teams that are just a little bit more experienced, a little bit more, cohesive at this point in time in the season. So, you know, it's going to definitely be a game that comes down to, you know, their perimeter firepower versus our perimeter defense. I think our guys will be ready, but, you know, it's another game where, you know, In conference play here, you know, it can go either way. We have a very competitive conference from top to bottom, and Fordham is definitely a team that is going to come into tomorrow's game just ready to battle, and we got to be ready to respond when they make a run.